After a two-year break, the Coldwater Steampunk Festival is looking to make a triumphant return on September 13, bringing back its signature blend of Victorian-era aesthetics, whimsical inventions, and community spirit. The festival, which first launched in 2011, was once a major draw for the region, attracting up to 10,000 visitors at its peak. However, after the 2022 event, festival co-founder and chair Susie Burdenshaw announced it would not be returning, stating it had reached the pinnacle of what it could be. Now, thanks to steampunk artist Phil Holder and a dedicated group of volunteers known as the Coldwater Steam Team, the festival is set to be revived with fresh energy. Holder, who has been involved in the steampunk community for more than 20 years, has a deep personal connection to the event. He originally moved to Coldwater from Barrie because of the festival and has been a longtime advocate for its return. Steampunk is a design style inspired by Victorian-era industrialism. Science fiction author K.W. Jeter is said to have created the term in 1987 to describe a style of fantasy fiction that featured Victorian technology, especially technology powered by steam. Now retired, Holder says he finally has the time to take on the challenge of organizing the festival, and he's not alone in his enthusiasm. "Even store owners would tell me they have people asking about the festival all the time," he said. "So now that I'm retired, I decided this is something I have the time to take on." Beyond the love of steampunk, Holder recognizes the festival's importance to the local economy. "It brings people from all over the place," he said. "It helps not only Coldwater but all the surrounding areas. Because there are no hotels in Coldwater, people will stay the night in Orillia." Holder, 72, brings extensive experience in fundraising and organizing large projects, and he believes his community connections will help him put together the right team of volunteers to make the festival a success. "There are so many different positions that it's going to take to do this," he said. "We hope we can fill our steam team, as there are many different little ways we will need people to help out." Those interested in volunteering can reach Holder at phil.holder@yahoo.ca or through the Steam Team's Facebook page. One of the most beloved aspects of the Coldwater Steampunk Festival has always been its atmosphere, with attendees donning elaborate costumes and immersing themselves in an alternate history world of steam-powered marvels. "The Steampunk Festival allows people to express themselves," Holder said. "Steampunk is a genre that really allows people to use their imagination, which is a big attraction of it." Even after a two-year hiatus, Holder is confident that attendance and vendor participation will be strong. "Steampunk festivals are happening all across the world, and they are gaining popularity," he said. "It's a free family event. There aren't many places you can go now where there is no charge for parking or to enter. It's just all about having a great time." With at least 100 vendors expected, the festival promises to be a day of discovery, creativity, and community, he vowed. "Even if you don't want to get dressed up, you will be amazed by what you'll see," Holder said. Holder's ultimate goal is to rebuild the festival into a community staple once again. "I just want to bring this back to help put Coldwater back on the map," he said. "I love the Coldwater community so much, it's just so amazing."